I've been driving by on East Military in front of the Fremont Veterans Park there, and there's so much great thing, so many different things going on there. This was probably 3 weeks ago. I saw a tent out there, Carla.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I'm a curious guy. And I remember Chris Madsen, who was in studio with us, along with Travis Von Sagren, who is the executive officer for the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Club of Nebraska. I remember him mentioning the Freedom Rock.
Correct.
So we're going to talk about that Freedom Rock, which looks like it's all done. Is that right, Travis?
Yeah, it's generally, it's for the most part, it's all done. We're looking to put a permanent overhead structure over it to protect it from the rain and hail and snow and such. And so after that, it'll be pretty much done.
Yeah, let's rewind and kind of talk about how this all happened. And there is now a beautiful three different pictures on it, on this rock, and a huge rock, by the way.
Yeah, it weighs 18,000 pounds when I went up to Minnesota to get the rock. So 18,000 pound boulder.
Oh my god,
did you roll it here, or how in the world did you get it here?
I put a couple back straps on it.
No, it's a great story. And I know Chris, you'd recently done some work at the Veterans Park, and then last time you ran, you said, yeah, we're gonna have this Freedom Rock. And I'm thinking, Freedom Rock, what is that? Is it little? Is it big? And you're, no, it's pretty big. So maybe tell us a little bit more about how this all transpired, Travis.
So the Freedom Rock started in Iowa by Ray Sorensen, Ray Bubba Sorensen. He's been doing this for 25 years. There is a Freedom Rock in every county in Iowa. That was his main goal of this, to put one in every county in Iowa. And then he got done with that, and he decided to put one in every state. So now he's doing the 50-state Freedom Rock tour. So there's Minnesota, you know, there's all over the place. He's going to do one in Texas right now. There's Fremont's is the third one in Nebraska. There's also one in South Sioux City and one in Grand Island. And so we're the third one in Nebraska. So we overdid his one rock a state deal. But ever since I've seen the Freedom Rock, I always wanted one in our county, because what Chris has done with the Veterans Park and our community in general is very patriotic. The Avenue of Flags, all that, all the above. So about a year and a half ago, we started talking about it with our CVMA group, and then it took about that long for us to get the whole process done. So he was here for 10 days painting it. On the one side, you obviously see the man that our town's named after, General John C. Fremont. On another side, you'll see
Donald Schwab.
Donald Schwab.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Donald Schwab, who is the only Medal of Honor recipient in Dodge County. He is from Hooper and also buried up in Hooper. And then you'll see Mr. Borglum, who actually carved out Mount Rushmore, who in the late 1800s, about 1876, he was born in Idaho. His dad was a doctor, and he actually lived and went to school in Fremont for a short stint.
That's right.
And so everything on the rock coordinates to something in Dodge County. And the fact that I didn't know is that Borglum actually lived in the late 1800s and he graduated from Creighton Prep, but lived in Fremont. His dad was a doctor. So that's why Mount Rushmore is on the Freedom Rock. And then on the other side, you will see our Avenue of Flags. And so the Avenue of Flags, I know what that means to Chris Madsen here.
Oh, yeah.
And 350 flags, 3.5 miles, and from our knowledge, it's the longest one.
It's actually it is actually the only one in the U.S. using casket flags.
Yeah.
And when Travis and I were talking it over what to do on that side, because Ray had a lot of discretion of his own to do what he wanted to do, he came up with that drawing. And I will tell you, a couple days before the tent came down, I went in to visit Ray to see how things were doing. I saw that side with the Avenue of Flags, and my heart just literally came out of my chest, and I held it there for a while, and I couldn't even speak. He nailed the significance of the Avenue of Flags and what it means representing the casket flags, and those six soldiers from every branch carrying that casket down the avenue is the perfect meaning and reference to what the Avenue of Flags is all about.
Yeah. I was just there yesterday and took some pictures. Amazing. And those will be up on our website with the story a little bit later today. But wow, just amazing what he did with that rock. I mean, when you said Freedom Rock, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's just a rock. It's got a little red, white, and blue on it. Wow, he is amazing.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. And what it does with the rest of it, as you and I spoke not too long ago about what else we're doing, the Statue of Liberty is now done. Sitting mm-hmm. up top of an amazing pedestal, and Doug from Ironworks did an amazing job on it. Liberty Bell as well. We have a representation of all symbols of all the branches of service, as well as the Bill of Rights on the front side of the island that will be lit up at some time as mm-hmm. well. So Travis and his group bringing in the Freedom Rock just really brought everything full circle, mm-hmm. you know, and I can't thank Travis and the CVMA group enough for what they've done.
Well, yeah, something tells me you may not be done yet, though. Something else will be happening there.
And you funded this pretty much with your group, didn't you?
Yeah, so the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, we're based out of Hooper, Chapter 16-3. We fully funded this. We had great people, J&R Construction and Concrete. They donated the concrete side of things, and they did an amazing job. Jim Fica out of Scribner, he donated. You can't just lift an 18,000-pound boulder.
No.
And so he had a mobile crane. He helped us lift the crane up, put it on a trailer, set it there while we let concrete dry and everything, because the one thing we didn't want to happen, because we stood that boulder up on end, was for it to fall over.
Yeah.
That would defeat the purpose, right?
Right. Yep.
So he donated that, and we just had a lot of people that came together to help fund it and everything else. But yeah,
you need folks, you need to go by the Fremont Veterans Park now and check out the Freedom Rock. It is amazing.
Take some time and walk around as well.
Absolutely. I have so many people who say, well, I've driven by it. Well, I've been there. I think, have you actually walked through it?
Yeah,
you gotta walk through it. And one thing, we're gonna have the official unveiling on Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th at 9:30 a.m. Barring any bad weather, we're hoping we'll get the full avenue. We'll do the ceremony right at 9:30. We're going to have, of course, Travis, the mayor, myself a little bit, say a few words, and then hopefully we have family members from Donald Schwab that will be here.
I've talked to Mary Schwab, Donald's daughter. She is a teacher out in North Platte area, and I got a hold of her, and her and her family are planning on coming out to see the rock. They've seen pictures from friends around, but they haven't seen the rock. And so she is very honored that we honored her father and what he did, because Donald Schwab got the Medal of Honor after he'd already passed away. So he didn't even know mm-hmm. in his life that he had got that. And so to honor her dad, she is very, very thankful for that. And she actually called the artist to thank him personally for doing that. So the one thing we want to stress about the Freedom Rock is please do not touch it.
Right.
We're going to eventually, once it's all finished, we'll have something to hopefully prevent people from climbing on it and touching it, because just like anything, the oils in your skin will eventually wear that clear coat out, and it will eventually rub the paint out. We want to save this thing for generations. That paint's good for 25 years as long as it's protected and clear coated and everything like that. So that's one thing we stress is just please do not climb it. You know, if you see someone doing it, please stop them and whatnot.
So. Yeah, for sure. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. It's really cool. You got to get over there to take a look at it. And as you said, Veterans Day would be a perfect time to take a look and come to the program at 9:30 on that Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
Very good. All right. Travis Von Sagren, Chris Madsen, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.